Welcome to the FDA Drug Safety Podcast for healthcare professionals from the Division of Drug Information. Based on its review of post-market clinical trial data, on December 12, 2024, the FDA announced identified cases of serious liver injury among patients being treated for primary biliary cholangitis, or PBC, with Ocaliva, active ingredient obeticholic acid, who did not have cirrhosis of the liver. We previously identified that PBC patients with advanced cirrhosis were at risk of serious liver injury when taking Ocaliva and updated the prescribing information to restrict its use in these patients. FDA's review of this required clinical trial found that some cases of liver injury in patients without cirrhosis resulted in liver transplant. This risk was notably higher for patients taking Ocaliva compared with a placebo. FDA restricted the use of Ocaliva in patients who have PBC with advanced cirrhosis of the liver in 2021 because it can cause serious harm in those patients, adding a new contraindication to the Ocaliva prescribing information and patient medication guide. However, our recent review of case reports submitted to FDA found that some patients with PBC and advanced cirrhosis were still taking the medicine despite these restrictions. We are notifying healthcare professionals and patients of this new safety information and that frequent liver test monitoring is necessary to identify worsening liver function and ensure appropriate discontinuation of Ocaliva. We will continue to monitor the medicine's safety and will follow up if additional information becomes available. Healthcare professionals should monitor liver tests frequently in patients being treated with Ocaliva to detect and address worsening liver function early. Based on the current data, it is not clear if this monitoring will be sufficient to address the risk of serious liver injury. Discontinue Ocaliva treatment with any evidence of liver disease progression or if efficacy is not established. Explain the signs and symptoms of worsening liver injury to patients receiving Ocaliva and direct them to contact you immediately if they develop any signs or symptoms of worsening liver injury. FDA evaluated liver safety in the post-market clinical trial in patients who were appropriate for Ocaliva treatment based on the approved indication in the prescribing information. Among these patients, the risk of both liver transplant and death were higher in patients receiving Ocaliva compared with those receiving placebo. Specifically, among patients for whom Ocaliva was indicated, which were those with a lower risk of progression to liver transplant or death, 7 of 81 who received Ocaliva needed a liver transplant, compared to 1 of 68 patients who received placebo. An additional 4 patients receiving Ocaliva died, compared to 1 receiving placebo. Following the addition of the contraindication for PBC patients with advanced cirrhosis in May 2021, we identified 20 cases received by FDA between May 26, 2021 and September 18, 2024, reporting one or more of the following events in patients treated with Ocaliva: liver transplant, evaluation or listing for liver transplant, or liver-related death. Although we were not able to assess the appropriateness of Ocaliva use for most of these cases because of limited information, we identified 3 U.S. cases of liver-related events that occurred in patients for whom Ocaliva should have been discontinued based on progression of their liver disease, as indicated in the 2021 safety labeling changes. This shows the importance of ongoing monitoring of liver tests and prompt action to withdraw Ocaliva if there is evidence of progression towards cirrhosis. We previously communicated about the risk of serious liver injury associated with Ocaliva in May 2021 with the restriction of Ocaliva use in PBC patients with advanced cirrhosis. Additional communications about related safety issues for Ocaliva occurred in February 2018 with the addition of a boxed warning to highlight correct dosing of Ocaliva and September 2017 warning about serious liver injury with incorrect dosing. Side effects involving Ocaliva, obeticholic acid, should be reported to FDA's MedWatch reporting program at fda.gov/MedWatch. A link to the full communication detailing specific information for healthcare professionals and the complete data summary can be found at fda.gov/drugsafetycommunications. If you have drug questions, you can reach us at druginfo@fda.hhs.gov. And follow us on X at FDA Drug Info for up-to-the-minute important drug information. Thank you for listening.